Okay, this is a test podcast for or a test call for the DD&D podcast. I'm going to attempt to screw up this recording, or actually find out if I can mute myself without screwing it up. So, Kano, you got that audio ready?
Oh, no. Hang on.
Well, play anything. It doesn't matter. Just as long as it's consistent and it's going. And then I'll mute my mic for like 10 seconds and then unmute it and do that, you know, in 10-second cycles until it's over.
Well, I'll go ahead and do that podcast or that video. I just have to find it.
Okay.
Because it's a hilarious video anyway.
Yes, and if I do successfully screw it up, I would appreciate if Kano just uploaded it or at least sent you guys the link. So.
Bow, bow, bow. Once I find it.
I'm working on being able to play recordings into the program from this one directly. The trick is to find an app that will play on a phone call. And I found a couple that claimed to be able to do it, but when I tested them, they were failures. So, which, by the way, when I'm recording that book and I try to play it in, I can't do it because it won't play while I'm called in.
Yeah.
So, I will send it to you, and then you'll have to upload it.
The girl I was talking about on the podcast that nobody gets to hear?
Yes.
Banana Girls, the woman that got Banana Girl into Fully Raw Vegan?
Yes.
Her name is Nania, N-O-N-I-A.
Nania.
Nania.
All right.
Okay. I'm still looking for the video that you wanted me to play. Oh, I think I found it.
Okie dokie.
Well, I found the file that it would be in.
The folder.
Ah, here it is. Okay, I found it. Here it is. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, I double-clicked on you.
That file is totally grossing me out. I've completely lost my appetite. How long have you been a meat eater for? I only eat meat. I'm going to the Meatstock Flesh Festival. Are you going? Yeah, I want the tofu spring rolls, except I don't eat tofu. So do you have like a tofu-flavored chicken you can substitute in for me? It's not that vegetable eaters are bad people. It's just that they're terrible people. This sausage is a meat-based vegetable substitute for cucumber. It's got the taste and the texture of an actual cucumber with none of a cucumber. These plants make your body way too alkaline, which will definitely kill you. You really want that? All you need is some meat to be healthy and thrive. You get everything you need from meat. This beef is loaded with carbs. Orcas are even more spiritually evolved than humans, and they only eat seal meat. So that means humans should only eat meat, because it's the most spiritually evolved diet, because of orcas. Plants give off oxygen. Why would you eat them? Do you even know how dangerous deer are when you're driving your car? If you don't kill and eat deer first, you basically want people to get into car accidents. The world's a much safer place if we eat the animals that could eat us. Broccoli? That's what my food eats. That's my food's food, and I don't appreciate you eating that. You should eat Siberian tigers to help them go extinct. It makes it so that they can live on for you and your children for generations to come. The best chance for the survival of their species is for us to kill and eat them. That coconut was going to grow into a palm tree. Why would you eat that? Plants that are raised in crowded farms and inhumane living conditions with less than 1 square inch of space per stalk, stuck in the soil against their will. Have you ever thought about going meat-eater to help save the planet? Or do you just not care about the Earth? Have you seen the Kalespiracy documentary? you've got us today. It's still heartbreaking seeing how all the plants are killed and the deforestation from the plant farming and unsustainable farming practices. Kale farming is the number one destroyer of the environment. Once you see it, you'll never eat plants again. As he redundantly repeated his emotionally charged nutritional opinions at me, I was instantly convinced to become a meat eater.
JP was the most illogical, condescending person I've ever met.
Seeing something like that is just a symptom of being overly alkaline. It just makes you mean and you can't think straight. But you can be less terrible person. You should subscribe to my carnivorous channel. All those meat eaters in one place.
Stop laughing. Oh, over
where the dog tries to steal his meat. He has to fight the dog off.
Okay.
Every
10 seconds as I turn my mic on and off. So we're going to find out when here in a second whether that destroyed it or not. Tanner's laughing effectively ruined this for podcast material anyway.
I can't help it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I found his YouTube channel, by the way, and subscribed.
Yeah, I tried downloading it, but that one's funnier than anything else I saw. You should watch the dating one, but it's not anywhere near as funny as this. It's funny. Not as funny as this.
Right.
I recommend that you go to Ultra Spiritual Life and watch his videos, especially this one. So, anyway, that's it for this test, and I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call you right back, Kano. So watch your phone and see if it blinks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, bye.